الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره نعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم شر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين I pray Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He's the only one worthy of praise. I seek His help, His guidance and His forgiveness. I believe in Him and I trust Him. I seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put him astray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbil Alameen. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. O Muslims, you must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is his Sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah. Have the taqwa of Allah and don't die unless you are in a state of Islam. Today, inshallah, we want to reflect on one of the statements of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith, which reported by Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, in the collection of Imam Muslim, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, marra rajulun bi ghutni shajaratin ala dhahri tariq, فقال والله لأنحين هذا عن المسلمين لا يؤذيه فأدخل الجنة. Short hadith, very simple hadith, and a great reward for something it may take a minute or 5 minutes maximum. The story goes, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that a man was walking. He saw a branch of a tree laying on the street. He said, I will remove this branch of tree so not to be a disturbance or obstacles of the way of the Muslims. As a result of this, he been permitted to Jannah, to paradise. The hadith is over. It said, a man walking, he saw something, and he can see that this can be the cause of disturbance. It can be harm to others. He extended himself to help the others, to remove the harmful things out of their way. On that account, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permit him to Jannah. The khutbah is over. Is this enough for us today? Is this enough for us today? Only to let people catch the prayer, we can make the iqama now, but let's extend it a little bit so the people do not miss the prayer. As we understand, Jannah is not a car or a house, 100,000, 200,000, Jannah. And to summarize the word of Jannah and to give a total and the highest kind of description to Jannah, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying, فيها ما لا عين رأت ولا أذن سمعت ولا خطر على قلب بشر. In Jannah, in paradise, what no eye had seen before, no ear had heard before, no human being can imagine how great and how beautiful and how much pleasure is there. You see, I is beyond even imagination. How far your mind can think or can imagine Jannah, paradise, heaven, whatever name you want to use, is beyond what you ever had saw before. Can you imagine yourself that you want to visit the house of one of these multimillionaires or billionaires in this life? The entrance, the gates, the swimming pool, the everything, and all what? Wow, wow! You could not imagine. This is nothing. This is nothing. In Jannah, whatever no eye of any human being had seen before, no human being heard about, no human being can imagine. This man been entered Jannah, been rewarded Jannah for what? A branch of a tree his staff for a moment, he picked it up, he put it to the side. Why? Because he doesn't want this to be an obstacle or disturbance for the rest of the members of the community. How much time it takes for you to remove a nail or a broken glass out of the driveway that nobody will get a flat tire? Imagine this. A minute? 2 minutes? Subhanallah. You're getting this great pleasure for 2 minutes that he extended. Now, the point that I want you to reflect on it today, that this man has extended himself. For me, I know how to walk like this, and I'm going to avoid this branch of a tree. It's no disturbance for me. But this man, he was thinking about others. This is the point here. He was thinking about others, not to be a disturbance for them, not to be harmful for them, not to be in their way, not to disturb them. So he extended himself, he took out of his energy, out of his time to help others. As a result of this, he went to enter Jannah. Allah let him enter Jannah because of this. Do you want to enter Jannah? Do you want to be one of the people of Jannah? The way to Jannah is easy and simple. This man was not selfish. He didn't only think about himself. He thought about others. He thought about the rest of the community. This is what we may call it nowadays, the community work, community service. That you taking out of your time so you can help others. As a result of this, you've been entering Jannah. You don't think that we have harmful things in our way today, especially in the Muslims' way? Many things. It maybe is not a physical thing like a branch of a tree in that time. You don't see Muslim children losing their deen, losing their future, losing their families, or their family losing them. Can you contribute something? Can you extend yourself? Can you help others? You don't see other people need help. Do you want to enter Jannah? Do you want to go to paradise? Do you want to enjoy being in Jannah? Way to Jannah, help the others. May Allah make us among those who think about others and share their time and whatever Allah gave them for others. الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين. In the collection of الإمام النووي رحمة الله عليه, from كتاب الصالحين, كتاب رياض الصالحين, Guardian of the Righteousness, we have hadith in the collection of الإمام مسلم which is saying حق المسلم على المسلم ست, إذا لقيته فسلم عليه, وإذا دعاك فأجبه, وإذا استنصحك فانصح له, وإذا عطس فحمد الله فشمته, وإذا مرض فعد, وإذا مات فاتبعه. Here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam put it in a different wording. He says the rights of a Muslim upon other Muslim. Six things that you owe your Muslim brother. You owe him. Okay, you are not voluntarily here. And you found that half of the hadith talking about extending yourself to the others, helping others. In general, the hadith that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a believer owes another believer 5 things. In other narration, he said 6. When you meet him, greet him. When he invites you, respond to him. When he seeks counsel, give him advice. When he sneezes and prays Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, i.e. say alhamdulillah, not excuse me, now say yarhamuk Allah fashamit, may Allah be merciful in you. When he When he is sick, visit him. When he dies, follow his funeral. Now look to this. This is the right of a Muslim over you. Half of it is not if he did this, do this. Half of the hadith says that you have to extend yourself. Given nasiha, given consultation to your Muslim brother, aiding him, helping him with his homework, tutoring him, giving him consultation about marriage, about school, about the best job, whatever advice, when he comes to ask you, now you need to extend yourself to him, give him from your time, from your knowledge, from your understanding. Alright? The second one, what I call a community service or extending ourselves to others, when he's sick, now it is your duty to go to visit him. And by visiting him, that you try to relieve some of his burden and his pain, that you may take some fruit for him, that you may spend some time with him, make him feel better. You may make dua for him, taking some of your time to go to visit him. Now when he dies, when he passed away, you follow the janazah. And following the janazah, it can be following, walking the janazah, or preparing, helping to prepare him for his grave. Now, this is six things. The right of the Muslims over each other, half of it is extending yourself to the others, helping the other Muslims. Only to remind you, my dear respected brothers, and before we come to the last hadith, that in this community, the service needs to be extended to others, and could not be done by one person or two people. It needs a teamwork. It needs to help one another. We need to put our hands and our time and effort together. As example, we have about 800 Muslim inmates behind the wall, i.e. our prisoners. They need assistance. Do you think one or two Muslim chaplains can serve all 800 Muslims, giving them classes, giving them advice, consultation, send them Islamic materials, answering their letters? No. The Imam is there. The Shura is there. The Super Imam can take care of it. Do you know that we have a halfway house that will try to accommodate those people who came out of the prison so they can be a better citizen and can contribute to the society? Do you know that they need help? Do you know that some of them need education? Some of them could not even read or write their names. Some of them, they don't know how to make it. Do you know that those people need physical and assistance and financial? Do you know about this? Do you know in this community we have orphans? We have widows that would try to help? Do you know in this community that we almost zero in dawah? Do you know that people, average of one to two people take shahada every month? Who do you think is going to do this work? No super imam in America or in Arabia. Okay? Remember this. Now the last hadith is the collection of Riyad al-Salihin, that here the term is more stronger. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the hadith is saying, البراء بن عازب قال أمرنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بسبع. The Prophet of Allah command us. You see? Command us. So this is more stronger than the man that passed by the tree and he went voluntarily and did it. And he went to Jannah. The Prophet said that براء بن عازب said the Prophet order us with seven things. Now three of them, the hadith that we just mentioned. And in addition to this, it said, وَإِبْرَارِ الْمُقْسِمِ وَنَصْرِ الْمَظْلُومِ, i.e. to help the oppressed and to help others to fulfill their oath, to accept the invitation and to promote greetings. We have a lot of people, they need assistance by legal means. They oppressed. They are oppressed. Now, the Prophet ordered us. So, my dear respected brothers and sisters, what I'm trying to tell you, Islam is not a Islam of individualism. It's not a religion of me. My house, my family. My car, myself. Islam is a religion of Jama'ah, a religion of the community. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling us about the Iman, بِدْعُونَ وَسَبْعُونَ شُعُبَةً. Faith is 70 some branches. The highest of it is the uttering of لا إله إلا الله وَأَدْنَاهَا إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. Faith, this is the most important thing. You believe in Allah? Demonstration of this faith, the highest of it is the uttering of لا إله إلا الله, there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah. The lowest of it, إِمَاطَةُ الْأَذَى عَنِ الطَّرِيقِ. You see, a Muslim, a person who contributes, a Muslim, a person who extends himself for others, removing the harmful things from the way of others. We are a community of helping. We are the people that have been created to be rahmah and mercy for the alameen. Don't worry about what the media is saying. Muslims, nothing but a terrorist. This is the stereotype that they want everybody to know about Muslims. But they never study the book of Islam. They don't know that Muslims are community is to help the starving and to rub the hair or the head of the orphan and to take care of the widow and to try to see what the other people are in need. You could not find any religion or any society that care for others more than Islam and Muslims. Muslims is not even encouraged about helping others, even talks about how a prostitute woman been permitted to Jannah because she has given a drink, give a water to a dog. We are not a nation of only feeding each other or helping one another or caring for one another. We are a nation that we cry for the animals, that we take care of all the creation of Allah. But if you are not going to help your own self, elevate your own self, try to help your neighbor and your Muslim brother and those who even come to the mosque to make the prayer with you, how are you going to extend your hand to somebody else? So you do it voluntarily, or you can listen to the hadith, أَمَرَنَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ بِسَبْعٍ. The Prophet of Allah ordered us to do 7 things. Which way you want to take it is your choice. But remember, you are a Muslim, and your mission is beyond coming to the mosque and making salah. Your mission is a mission between you and Allah, a mission between you and yourself, a mission between you and the other people, especially the Muslims. A mission between you and Allah to worship Him alone, not to associate any person beside Him. A mission between you and yourself to save your soul from destruction and going to hellfire. And a mission towards the other Muslims by helping them and assisting them. I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgiveness for me and you and all the Muslims, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put enough caring in our hearts for others that we start to help one another. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله العظيم.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.